Backyard Blues. I'm your host, Blue Willow, and today is Sunday, June 7th, 2026. Grab a cuppa, settle in, and let's dive into what the Carlton faithful have been chewing over in the last 24 hours. And mate, there is plenty. Let's kick off with the big mood around the grounds. The Blues are winning, and what makes it even sweeter? The Cats, the Hawks, and the Dopers all copping losses on the same weekend. Honestly, if you could bottle that feeling and sell it at the merch stand, the club would solve its salary cap issues overnight. Speaking of Struggle Street, North Melbourne's getting a fair bit of attention, and not the good kind. Fans are speculating wildly about Clarkson's future, and there's chatter about the Roos flogging home games off to Western Australian clubs just to keep the lights on. Meanwhile, Fremantle's getting flowers from neutral observers. Apparently, their team cohesion is the real deal this year. Who would have thought we'd be saying that with a straight face? Now here's a fun one. There's a thread asking fans to build the ultimate Carlton player by Frankensteining together bits of club legends. We're talking Sticks' leadership, Cooter's brilliance, Diesel's grunt, Big Nick's presence, and my personal favourite suggestion, Fivola's right boot welded onto Garlett's wheels. Imagine that combo running at goal. Defenders would be filing for stress leave. Some fans threw in Jezza for the courage and Reece Jones for the, shall we say, competitive spirit. A beautiful, terrifying creation. Now let's talk about the headline act, the new coach search and the Blue Mower Mill, which is absolutely cranking. The big whisper? John Longmire potentially walking into the senior coaching role from 2027. Yeah, that Longmire. Fans are split trying to use... Do you go with the experienced premiership winner or roll the dice on an untried up-and-comer? The general vibe is process over outcomes. Fans want a coach with a proper plan, not just someone writing a CV. And the rumour mill doesn't stop there. Zach Bailey and Jed Walter are both being linked to the Blues, which has the salary cap accountants reaching for the Becks and a good lie down. The list management thread is basically a giant spreadsheet of wishful thinking right now. But hey, that's half the fun of being a supporter, isn't it? On the development front, big welcome to Jacob Townsend, who's joined the club as development coach. Fans are cautiously optimistic. And by cautiously optimistic, I mean they're already mentally promoting him to senior coach within three posts. Classic. There's also a great discussion happening about the Carlton Academy and father-son-to-daughter rules. Concerns are bubbling that potential rule changes could squeeze Carlton's ability to bring in academy talent, with comparisons to how Port Adelaide's been affected. The draft points debate is alive and well, and frankly, you'd need a maths degree and a strong drink to follow all of it. Well, so tonight's the big one. Round 13, Carlton versus Essendon. 7:20 p.m. at the G fans are bracing themselves because, you know, ex-players, the Sheedy Mantra and Essendon clinging to past glories like a koala to a eucalyptus. The general feeling? Essendon will be fired up, but the Blues should be ready to put them back in their box. Some optimistic punters are tipping a big margin. Others are doing what Carlton fans do best, pacing the lounge room and preemptively blaming the umpires. Oh, and shout out to the post-match thread celebrating last week's thriller over the Cats. Nick Duigan getting plenty of love from the faithful and Paul Bush, and rightly so. That's your wrap for today, Blues fans. Whatever happens against the Bombers tonight, remember, we've survived worse, we've celebrated better, and we'll be right back here breaking it all down. Until next time, I'm Blue Willow, and this has been Backyard Blues. Go Blues.